Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
The Built by Bama Online podcast presents Daybreak for Monday, May the 18th, 2020. Travis Ryer, senior analyst for BamaOnline.com, with you three times per week here on Daybreak. Hope you had a great weekend. We had a chance to sort of get away for the weekend, and not going to lie, it was a good thing. It was a good weekend. Hope yours was exceedingly exceptional in its own right. And as a sports fan, you had a few more things this weekend to sort of keep your attention. You didn't have what you could have had when you talk about the potential for both the Alabama softball and baseball teams to have been involved in postseason tournaments. Alabama baseball, at the time of the suspension of organized team activities, sitting at a very robust 16-1 as it was set to head into conference play against the University of Missouri. Alabama softball, on the other hand, a little bit of a struggle out of the gates. Had some unexpected sort of losses there in a really tough non-conference portion of the schedule for Patrick Murphy's team. You had an injury or two that you were trying to navigate, some sort of juggling of the defensive end of things as much as anything else. But Alabama softball 14-8 at the time of the stoppage. It would have been interesting to see how that team could have turned things around. Instead, Patrick Murphy's team essentially going to reset for the 2021 season, going to get all those seniors back, should have a healthy Claire Jenkins at shortstop. That will certainly help. Alyssa Brown, fully recovered from the injury that had her sidelined at the time of the suspension of play during the 2020 season. So we'll see how it goes for both those clubs in 2021. What we did have over the weekend was former Alabama outside linebacker Eric Anders returning to the octagon in the UFC down there in Jacksonville, Florida. Eric lost a tough decision down there. You know, I'm no UFC expert, okay, by any means, but it seemed like watching the fight, Eric was going for a certain type of approach there, wanted to maybe brawl, mix it up, be the aggressor a little bit more, never was able to really get the fight the way he wanted it, and as a result, lost a unanimous decision down at ViStar Arena. But you also had, as we talked about late last Friday afternoon into Friday evening, a commitment for the Alabama football team with Kane Williams, the safety from Marrero, Louisiana, a four-star joining the Crimson Tide for the 2021 cycle. We had that breaking pod for you here on the Built by Bama Online podcast with Tim Watts. Tim gave you his thoughts. We talked about the potential for Kane Williams in a defense at Alabama, the versatility that you like so much with a guy like Kane Williams and how he could impact multiple positions in the Alabama secondary when you look ahead to the future. And speaking of defensive back recruiting, how about JaQuincy McKinstry on Sunday night? The five-star corner for the 2021 recruiting cycle via social media drops his final five, a group that did indeed include the Alabama Crimson Tide along with the Auburn Tigers, the LSU Tigers, the Clemson Tigers, and the Georgia Bulldogs. Now, McKinstry, also a standout on the basketball court, and he has had the green light provided to him by all the football programs recruiting that he will also have the opportunity to play basketball at the next level. And after that breaking pod in relation to Kane Williams committing to Alabama last Friday evening, we learned that Talia Tagovailoa had made his decision on his next stop. 1 week to the day after entering the transfer portal, Talia Tagovailoa announces via social media that he will quarterback the Maryland Terrapins in the future. How about that? Talia and Locks together up there in College Park, and I think it's a great fit from a football perspective. I think, as we know, with Locke's very RPO heavy attack and what he likes to do, I think from a skill set perspective, that fits Talia exceptionally well. You saw some of the flashes of what Talia could do in that type of offense. Made a few plays in that spring game a year ago, including a throw moving to his left where he delivered a strike for a touchdown to Jalen Waddle in the 2019 8A scrimmage. So I love the football fit. And in terms of the family aspect of it, you're going to have everybody on the East Coast. You've got more than a couple airlines. Well, maybe not so much right now in the midst of a pandemic. But once we do return to a sense of normalcy, you've got plenty of airlines that can service Baltimore, D.C., and Birmingham, and Fort Lauderdale, Miami. So I think it works out in every regard. And you're going to have Talia Tagovailoa up there with another Alabama transfer, Galen Smith, the Alabama Post, who here in the last week or so announced that he would be joining the Maryland Terrapins basketball team. So you did have some newsy items from over the weekend to kind of keep you locked in. You had the charity golf there on NBC on Sunday, the foursome of Matthew Wolf, Ricky Fowler, Rory McIlroy, and Dustin Johnson doing a very nice job of raising an excess of $5.5 million for COVID-19 relief, whether you're talking about the CDC Foundation, also the Nurses Foundation that the four guys were playing for. That was some good stuff on the cable, pro golf on the cable on Sunday afternoon. You had NASCAR coming back up there in Darlington, South Carolina. The track that's too tough to tame, right? Isn't that it? The Lady in Black, Darlington. So you're seeing some events crank back up, some sports crank back up. You're going to have Talladega next month back on the NASCAR circuit. So as a sports fan, you did at least have some things to keep you occupied over the weekend. We're going to get into making the case for Daniel Wright as a potential starter in Alabama's 2020 secondary. When Daybreak, part of the Built by Bama Online podcast, returns right after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back with more of a Monday edition of Daybreak here on the Built by Bama Online podcast. Travis Schreier, senior analyst for BOL, with you here on Daybreak. And if you haven't already, we would certainly hope that you would consider subscribing to the podcast, the Built by Bama Online podcast. Perhaps leave us a rating and a review while you're there. All of those things would help us out tremendously. So let's get into Daniel Wright and making the case for the redshirt junior as a potential starter on the back end of the Alabama defense for the 2020 season. And when you kind of go back to a starting point for Daniel Wright in the program, 2017, he comes in as a true freshman and immediately makes an impact in the kicking game. A core four type of special teams performer very early on in his career, led the Alabama kickoff coverage unit in 2017 in tackles with 10. So all the signs were there, as we've seen with guys in previous years, whether it's offensive performers or defenders It starts a lot of times on special teams. And so for Wright to make that type of contribution in the kicking game that quickly, it spoke well for his chances to move into the mix at safety in an expeditious manner. And it looked to be headed that way moving into the 2018 campaign, the expectation once again that Daniel Wright would be very much involved in special teams, maybe start to see him some more, perhaps in some packages. He still had some quality numbers at the safety position in 2018, so it was going to be tough. But in terms of what we noticed in the development of Daniel Wright going into that second season, you saw him some at safety on the practice field. You would see him some at the money position in the dime from time to time. So it was speaking to a kind of versatility that bodes well for players at his position. Unfortunately for Daniel Wright in 2018, he had a combination of issues that came into play that cut that sophomore season short. He had a shoulder issue. He had a subsequent suspension for a violation of team rules. Those two things kind of came together, and ultimately the decision was made for Wright to undergo season-ending shoulder surgery in early October of 2018. The silver lining in all of that for Daniel Wright was the fact that the four-game redshirt rule had gone into effect. So with him having only played in four games in 2018, he was able to maintain that year of eligibility. So he goes into 2019, and I give the guy credit because, frankly, there have been more than one or two guys in the Nick Saban era that have kind of gone into that purgatory of indefinite suspension, and then you combine the injury with that. And again, on more than one occasion, we've pretty much not heard from those folks moving forward. But Daniel Wright began to resurface in 2019. Once again, you saw him on special teams. You saw him on the two deep primarily with true freshman Jordan Battle last season, working at the safety spots with that second team defense, and doesn't have a huge sample size. It's a limited sample size that we have to kind of to go with Daniel Wright to this point, even though he's going into his fourth year in the program. I thought it was promising for him in that in the Citrus Bowl win over Michigan, when Xavier McKinney went out in the first half of that game, you might recall Xavier making a tackle, losing his headgear, and Daniel Wright was the choice to come onto the field. And it was a critical situation at the time. It was a 7-0 game. Alabama was leading. Michigan had moved inside Alabama's 10-yard line. And so when McKinney had to come off for the headgear malfunction, it was Wright that came in a base look. And Michigan immediately attacked Daniel Wright. The very next snap, they went after Daniel Wright. And, you know, as we know, Michigan, a very tight end heavy team under Jim Harbaugh, ran a little run action, play action fake, kind of like a zone read look to the back, and looked like Daniel sort of thrust into the moment and probably a little bit anxious, I would say. Got caught up in some run action there. Maybe eye discipline wasn't what the Alabama staff would have liked in that particular situation. And the next thing you know, the backside tight end, Nick Eubanks, crosses the formation and is wide open in the flat. Daniel looked like he was a little bit in between on it, and it ends up going for an easy TD toss to Eubanks from Shea Patterson. So limited sample size, probably not fair at all to draw too much from one snap from a bowl game. So what we know coming out of the 2019 season is that Jordan Battle saw extensive time in that third safety role in a dime look that Alabama used quite frequently and will continue to use quite frequently. And frankly, when you look at the numbers right now at the position in terms of game experience, it's really Jordan Battle, very little of Daniel Wright, and nothing of anyone else. And again, if you're projecting a scenario in which you need three safeties, which you do, Daniel Wright has to be considered a favorite right now to be one of those three, at least when the 2020 season at some point gets underway, because the ramp up that we're sort of anticipating whenever the decision is made to move forward isn't going to be anything like young safeties have had in the past. It's a tough enough position to break right through as a freshman and jump into an every down role. So trust, initially you would think, is going to be more on the side of Jordan Battle, of Daniel Wright. Now, there's undoubtedly talent on the way. Brian Branch, Malachi Moore, Christian Story, the possibility of maybe a corner or two getting a look at the safety position. That's something we've seen on a decent frequency here in the past. But I think the limited time that teams are likely to have as far as getting ready for the start of a season is going to help a guy like Daniel Wright. There is also certainly DeMarco Ellums to consider at safety going into his second year in the program. Eddie Smith's been around for a couple of years now. But as far as guys who have actually contributed snaps at notable moments in notable games, you know, Daniel Wright, Jordan Battle, those are going to be the guys that you sort of start with there. And you got to figure out those supplemental type roles like money in the dime. Daniel Wright has done some of that in the past. You're going to have that type of defender emerge. So it's not just all or nothing for a guy like Daniel Wright at safety. If he isn't one of the top two safeties, there's the possibility that he's a third safety that still sees a lot of playing time, whether it's as a traditional safety or maybe he works his way into that money position as well. In closing, it could also be a situation where probably make about multiple positions on this football team that continues to sort itself out as you move through the first, say, quarter to half of the regular season. But for the time being, I don't think anyone would be surprised if it is another product of Boyd Anderson High School down in the Fort Lauderdale area that ends up playing significant and important snaps at the safety position in Daniel Wright. That other Boyd Anderson safety, by the way, Eddie Jackson. Worked out okay for Eddie, I'd say. That's going to do it for a Monday edition of Daybreak. Once again, we would certainly appreciate a subscription to the podcast. We certainly appreciate your presence there with us at BamaOnline.com. Keep hanging out there at the roundtable. That's where everything you're going to need to know drops initially. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your Monday, everybody.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.